privately that fall. Bush administration officials were more worried than they let on in public. Officials at the White House, Pentagon, and State Department began the week of September 8 puzzling over an op-ed piece by Bremer that had appeared in the Washington Post that Monday morning. According to some accounts, the article blindsided Bush administration officials back in Washington. In it, Bremer laid out a plan for a lengthy 7-step roadmap to end the U.S. occupation. It actually boiled down to 3 major goals, in order. First, a constitution would be written and ratified by Iraqis. Next would come a national election. Only after that would U.S. occupation authority be dissolved. It was very clear to us from Bremer's leadership that he thought it would take the Iraqis a long time before they were going to be able to take over, said a CPA strategist. Bremer's plan had one huge flaw. It lacked essential support both in the United States and in Iraq. Bremer hadn't cleared the peace with his higher-ups in the Pentagon or the White House, and here he was describing a drawn-out American occupation, columnist David Brooks reported 10 months later in the New York Times. Iraqis would take their time writing a constitution and would eventually have elections and take control of their country. For some Bush officials, this was the lowest period of the entire Iraq project. They knew they couldn't sustain an occupation for that long, yet they had no other realistic plan for transferring power to Iraqis. There was another even bigger problem looming. Ayatollah Sistani, the most important political figure in Iraq, declared it unacceptable to have a constitution prepared by unelected actors, recalled Sir Jeremy Greenstock, the British aide to Bremer. Condoleezza Rice had been growing profoundly frustrated with Bremer, a former senior administration official said. She had been receiving so little information from him that summer that, in order to assess the real state of events at the CPA and in Iraq, she began reading the diplomatic reports that the British Embassy in Washington passed to her staff. Hadley and Rice were avid consumers of the inside information coming from British diplomats in Baghdad, he said. She'd been persuaded that Bremer needed to heed Sistani and that the long-term occupation the administrator contemplated wasn't viable. Rice, in turn, took those thoughts to President Bush. In a series of meetings with Rumsfeld and then with Rice and Bush at the White House, Bremer and the Bush administration reconsidered the mission of the CPA and ultimately decided to abandon the idea of having the United States formally occupy Iraq for several years. The 7-step plan was dropped. On November 15, Bremer unveiled a new, swifter plan that abandoned the goal of having a constitution and general elections before the United States government relinquished sovereignty. Instead, the United States would officially hand over power less than 8 months later, at the end of June 2004. The move was startling to almost everyone involved in the occupation. The decision on 15 November came as a complete surprise to CPA administrators, remembered Hillary Sinnott, the British diplomat who was the CPA regional coordinator for southern Iraq at the time. It was indeed a major reversal. Instead of a long-term occupation, the U.S. government would seek to depart as soon as humanly possible. It was clear that Plan A wasn't going to work, said Patrick Clausen, an Iraq hawk who long had argued for limited goals. Basically, remove Saddam Hussein and leave. After more than a year of pursuing sweeping aspirations, such as transforming the politics of the Middle East, he said it was the first time we pulled back dramatically from objectives. I read that as the first time we said we weren't going to achieve everything we said we wanted to do. After the November 15 agreement, Bremer's handling of the CPA felt much more constrained, recalled Charles Costello, who worked as a contractor on local governance issues. I think from November on, he was just an administrator, he said. They were calling the shots in Washington.